From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. In Syria, violence in Aleppo continued Wednesday after rockets struck a hospital, leaving at least 19 people dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said diplomatic efforts are trying to extend a partial cessation of hostilities to Aleppo.
And we are particularly aiming to try to restore this in Aleppo, Syria's largest city, where the violence has increased so significantly and is in danger, without a cessation reinstituted, in danger of spiraling out of control.
The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Moscow with the UN Syria envoy Stephane de Mistura and indicated a truce might be in place within hours. The UN Security Council also expected to hold an urgent meeting on the latest violence Wednesday. Kerry also repeated his view that President Bashar al-Assad has no political future in Syria.
If Assad's strategy is to somehow think he's going to just carve out Aleppo and carve out a section of the country, I got news for you and for him. This war doesn't end. It is simply physically impossible for Assad to just carve out an area and pretend that he's somehow going to make it safe while the underlying issues are unresolved in this war. And as long as Assad is there, the opposition is not going to stop fighting him.
Meanwhile, the entire population of the Canadian oil sand city of Fort McMurray, Alberta, has been ordered to evacuate from a wildfire that officials said destroyed whole neighborhoods. More than 80,000 residents have been ordered to flee. VOA News. French police have used tear gas on protesters as the officers evacuated migrants from a Paris school where they've been sheltering for the past few weeks. At least 150 migrants had occupied the Jean Jaurès school in northwest Paris while it was empty for renovation. Police arrived Wednesday to force them to move. Meanwhile, the European Union countries may be made to pay fines if they refuse to accept a share of the migrants that have flooded into Europe seeking asylum. A European Commission plan was made public Wednesday as ministers consider the new proposal, which must be approved by member countries and EU lawmakers before it can take effect. In U.S. politics, New York businessman Donald Trump is now virtually assured of the Republican Party's presidential nomination, having secured victory Tuesday in the Indiana state primary election and the decision of his chief rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, to end his campaign.
We have to win again. We have to know how to win. And we haven't won. We've been losing all the time. We lose with our military. We can't beat ISIS. We lose with trade. We lose with borders. We lose with everything. We're not going to lose. We're going to start winning again, and we're going to win bigly.
Meanwhile, Cruz told his supporters he has no viable way forward toward the nomination.
We left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path. And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lost the Indiana primary election to her lone rival, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, but is still almost certain to be her party's presidential nominee with a wide delegate lead, including in the pool of so-called superdelegates not bound by primary election or caucus votes. The combat death of an American Navy SEAL in Iraq shows that despite recent gains against the Islamic State in Iraq, this fight is far from over. Those comments come from U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Wednesday. Carter spoke at the outset of a closed-door meeting in Germany with his counterparts from 11 countries contributing to the military campaign against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They convened at the headquarters of the U.S. European Command. That's where Carter was presiding a change of command ceremony Tuesday when news of the U.S. battlefield death reached him. More details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.